Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalorada Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. It's Juggalorada Radio. Doggers, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wings when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Bring it, doggers, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wings when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit this shit. The wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, you more in it. Fine, it's warm, it's dark, it's fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns, chopping something. Turn up on me, you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit we spitting. Wicked bridges, open bridges, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real. Self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bring it, dog, I swear I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bring it, dog, I swear I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Riot Radio with your host, Psycho Killer, co-host, Kyoji. And the host, Havoc's not here tonight, but so we're just going to kick the show off. So, how about we go into a track right now while we go along with the show? So here we go.
I can see it in your eyes, even through your lies. Everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hazer in disguise, that you are my enemy. I can see it in your eyes, even through your lies. Everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hazer in disguise, that you are my enemy.
Just look at you, I see you staring all green with envy. You wishing upon a star, hoping that one day you can end me, bitch. Look deep into my eyes, you don't know truth from lies, and it comes as no surprise, I'm not the kind to empathize. Retaliation, what? Annihilation, what? A violation guaranteed to make your skull crush. A savage assassin who belongs to a family like Manson, attacking at random, I'm selling your soul for ransom. So dark and handsome, 300 pounds in ransom. I come equipped with a full clip inside of me handgun. Man, if you really want it with me, you can have some, but I suggest you listen to the words inside this anthem. So can you back it up when there's no place you can run? It's cock a hip hop, lights, camera, action. In terms of intellect, it's simple that my shit is pure. It makes me wonder how the fuck you got so insecure.
I can see it in your eyes, even through your lies. Everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hazer in disguise, that you are my enemy. I can see it in your eyes, even through your lies. Everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hazer in disguise, that you are my enemy.
I get it how I live it, I hustle every minute. It's sloppy seconds pivot, I done ready, ran up in it. No matter how much you say it, just fight them things you do. And keep in mind this cancerous karma comes back to you. I kinda wonder if you ponder in your slumber thoughts of trying to resolve your blunders. But plots of taking me under, fag. But you must muster enough strength to stop the thunder and think before you plunder. You might find yourself in a body bag. I must be doing something, I keep you haters talking. Peep off these bitches gawking, check out those people moshing. Been known to keep it popping, still got these albums dropping. Despite your play, you're Haitian, I hit the nation often. Hip-hop is cynical, rock rap political. Lyrics so critical, pivotal each and every syllable. Always original, traitors cut your umbilical. Imitator reciprocal, emulating my pentacle.
I can see it in your eyes, even through your lies. Everything you pretend to be,
is blatant shit. Yeah. Like when I come around hating quits with a smile and a false handshake and bitch. Yeah. They already told me what you said. Yeah. Check is old and the following's dead. Yeah. Forget his flow and fuck his red. Yeah. I'd be wrong, I'ma bust your head. Yeah. Send that punk to the fucking mess. Yeah. How you gonna be jealous about my bread? Yeah. When I started out with none of us said. Yeah. All this time we sweat and bled. And you salty, yeah. Awfully, yeah. Palsy. With your Jeff and envy and let your paws be yeah. Off me. I'm a thirsty killer and I'm quick to jerk these killer. And you cannot hurt me, thriller, when I think like Percy Miller. In my vicinity, don't pretend to be a friend of me, cause then it's he who be grim and diminish me. Like I was a Kennedy, when it be yeah. Serenity, I'm finicky about being around new motherfuckers, cause you're my enemy.
I can see it in your eyes, he went through your lies, everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hater in disguise, that you are my enemy. I can see it in your eyes, he went through your lies, everything you pretend to be, and it comes as no surprise. Hater in disguise, that you are my enemy.
And we are back. Yo, what up, big homie?
Shit, I guess you're the only one on here, eh?
Yeah, I'm hosting tonight. Happy because of that 8-hour shift at work tomorrow.
Yeah, I just fucking had downloaded Mirror Mirror and Freak Show today.
Nice. I actually heard that today Project Born signed to the label Sick Fucks Entertainment.
Who?
Project Born.
Oh. Really, no.
A really old school group, but apparently they're returning.
Apparently.
I mean, like, I looked at that label's roster and whatnot. They got people like, I don't know, Gruesome, Project Born. Like, they have a ton of big names on there.
Yeah. That's what's up, though.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at like some info, they basically just signed a deal with like Fontana Records to like get their fees published and whatnot. Doesn't like go into effect till like October though, so I mean, definitely
yeah.
Making big moves there.
Somebody's on the song.
Yep.
You know
I mean, that label's definitely doing something right.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to fix this shit, man. Cause I don't download my music from a FrostWire or any of that shit. So I have this thing called MP3 Rocket or whatever. And
I think I've heard of that. I've never used it.
It's basically like a YouTube converter, but it's like. It's more of a FrostWire than anything, but it's just taking music from YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube sort of mess with game music. This depends on the artist.
Yeah.
Like, how much they decide to release.
Yeah. I miss LimeWire, though. LimeWire was the shit.
So, do you want to hear right now?
Huh?
Any track you want to hear right now?
Yeah, matter of fact, UNX.
Wait, what track?
UNX by Twisted.
Okay, I'm right Twisted right now. Just got to get to it. To use the search toolbar, it might be quicker. It was an ICP track, definitely a lot quicker.
Gotta work, man.
And here you go, Twisted with Munex.
Watch as they change in me. entertainer, do a freak show, twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show, twisted serial killer juggalo. I was born an accident off the ripper. Free spirit but a mind drifter. Vampire label me the blood sipper. With an X in the middle of my head, the devoted son. Grave walker, leader of a legion of killers and soul stalkers. Midnight marauders, we put the world in a submission. We told all the orderlies to twist the moments into superstition. Transparent, like a shadow in the dark, I float by. Looking at you dead in the eye. Time to wake the dead on up and ring the alarm. I got you busy shaking the nerves with sweaty palms. From the beyond, lands where mortals are never blown. Homeless in the pitch black room all alone. Separated until death do its own. So I create and populate the dead zone. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo.
What do you do? What the motherfucking do? Every MC in the vicinity bump to number two. Coming out like freak shows. And all y'all hoes that don't know, y'all catch elbows and get hoes. Bitch, you don't understand the dark carnival. The misunderstood realm of all juggalos. Call freak shows and made fun of them every day. But when we return with actions, y'all bitches run away. I'm a warlock, walk on water with wicked spell. Banished to purgatory, borderline of heaven and hell. See me for all that I am and all that I do. The multiple man appearing multiples of two. Evolution of the soul took place in the cocoon, and we appear from the shadow by the light of the moon. We the night breed, walking amongst the dead. Nobody can figure out what's going on inside of our head.
Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo. Watch as they change and mutate into a freak show. Twisted serial killer juggalo.
Right, and we are back. And my thoughts are, because we definitely have two interviews that are coming up within the next week. We got the one on Tuesday with Blaine, and the one Thursday with basically Relic 781 and Body Hunter, that we should probably play some tracks by both artists tonight. Just start the promotion for it. So how about we go with a Slain track first? How we go with Zombieland?
And the ghost. I hail from a land of junkies, criminals, and cops that are sniffing tons of coke and puffing rock like it's a job. We all chasing a similar thing. For some of them it's pot time, the rest are living the dream. Prescription pain, killer, mischievous team. But it's only a matter of time before you're fishing in blood or water hitting your veins. Back and forth from getting clean, kid, I had a screaming habit. Got a couple months and now I'm back to be the scheming addict. Yeah, is this the whole world that dares your sure seems like it? At least my neighborhood is full of fiends, for Christ's sake, cause I really need so might as well be the goal. We fighting to stay alive on the beam, so who you sleeping on? The most hated, underrated, impossible, but I like it that way, cause I can get away with robbing you. So hit the snooze button, you fucking fools. There's $200 out of your pocket. Thanks for the wallet, dude.
No life, no life for no one. Just got this alright for someone.
I seem to fit in just right here, but it's the same place that's killing me. Yeah, life's not fair, I'm saying.
Fuck fucking zombie land. You're only six in this dope bag in your mommy's hand. She loads a needle up to take her to the promised land. Prior, she's in dire straits and searching through the garbage can. Half of the people in the neighborhood are out of hearing. They all look tired, nodding off, and got a problem staring. They must have rashes, always itchy, see them scratching faces. There's twin brothers down the street, and they got matching cases. Maggie always arguing with the cops, and she smiles at them. But after swallowing the rotten and Klonopin, it's hard to win an argument. So she forgets what she's saying, and she lights another parliament. Cousin Ralphie always beefing like he got beat. Brand new rollies all the time, Louis bags you got cheap. The blocks are swap me, closer than the market is. And if you grew up in it, you could hardly see how dark it is.
No light, no life for no one. Just darkness, alright for someone. I seem to fit in just right here, but it's the same place that's telling me, yeah, life's not fair, I'm saying. No light, no life for no one. Just darkness, alright for someone. I walk around like I'm a headless chicken, zombie land, infested with infected children.
If you could capture the aura of my flow, or my energy, what would you do with all that dough? The cornerstone, the renaissance man, the defining moment of people rhyming rappers climbing out of my hands. And what that means, I'm dying high in the air, like fucking Osiris, people dying when trying to stare. I bring death and feed on violence, cry in despair. So maybe that's why as a child, I wouldn't share. I'd hit you with the wiffle ball bat back then. Right now I'd rather clap you in your fat best friend. I don't follow no trends, bro, I make my own. Don't refer to me as white boy, I take that home. Meaning, shit pisses me off. You got a question, I'll answer it with flipping you off. Bitch ass motherfuckers singing the bitches are soft. I can make a song about shooting dope and stick my dick in them all.
No light, no life for no one. Just darkness, alright for someone. I seem to fit in just right here, but it's the same place that's telling me, yeah, life's not fair, I'm saying.
Alright, and we are back. A question I think that definitely needs to be asked during this late interview is, why do you go from a track Zombie Land to Bible Pages on your album? I mean, seriously, what the hell?
Hey, I'm trying something different.
It's kind of weird. That to be the track order.
Why would that be weird, though?
I mean, Zombie Life, Bible Pages, that's like two total opposites. In a row. I think it would probably be better if it was like, you know, the Bible Pages and then Zombie Land. Because, I mean, that would, to me, that makes more sense. Like, the Bible Pages drove me so insane that it led you to Zombie Land. I guess apparently the logic is Zombieland, escape that, and then write Bible Pages because you're scared. I have no idea. Definitely a question to ask, though.
Yeah. You gotta remember, when you're doing interviews, bro, man, you gotta like, listen to the artist and...
I know.
You know what I mean?
I've been here for a while. I know, like, what to do.
I know. The last time I heard you in the interview with, I think it was AMB, he was kind of fidgeting over there.
Well, I mean, like, the one interview that, I'm not sure if you were here for this one, but when we had, like, Tech N9ne last year, like, this was before we were doing the whole thing, like, muting people, so it would be, like, one person at a time talking, because it's, like, impossible to ask our questions because of that. Like, I mean, but, like, back then, we weren't as organized. Now, it's, like, when people are called in, like, besides, like, figuring out what the artist number is, which they'll usually call in, like, you know, right the minute of or a few minutes late, but, you know, figure it out. Like, I mean, I know for the interview with, like, Relic 781 and Body Honor, like, I mean, I know that, I know what Relic's number is because I saw it on his Facebook, like, he posted it. So, I mean, even though he put, like, as his booking agent, like, which is his real name, Thank you. Okay, so he's calling in from Colorado, area code 720. And Hunter is calling from New Mexico. So, I mean, it's just like, okay. I mean, we'll figure it out when they call in Thursday.
That's funny.
Speaking of those two, I think we should play one of their tracks now and then go to whatever random track we went on later on. So how about we go with their one track, Lockdown.
Surrounded by cement and bars, I'm just posted on my chest, so I'm identified by God. And I'm mentally scarred, the day is posted for my death. They picked me up from my cell and began to shave my head a little short of it because I know I'm about to die. But at least I get to see the victim's family cry. I put my life up to an end, and my coffin is sealed. They sent me in an empty room for my last meal. I'm about to wander raw field, got your minutes to eat. That's when the warden comes in and yanks me to my feet. They took me to a priest, but I sent him away. Now I'm on the last leg of death row hallway.
All rise for the judge. You may be seated. Case number 781, Relic versus the State of New Mexico. Mr. Relic, you are charged with 550 some counts of first degree murder. Would you please take the witness stand in your defense, the jury?
About the age of 21, scared to go home because his daddy touched his son. Mom walked out and never came back. Now he's left with the dead and labeled as to the trash. And he drinks and drinks till he can't drink no more. Can't take it, see his daddy getting broke, falling on the floor. So he did it. He was tired of getting hit, tired of getting in trouble for everything when he didn't do it. So he did it. He grabbed the knife and stabbed him to death. And now he's running, said he's trying to catch his fucking breath. Now he's full, he lived a hard life. But shit got harder when he found out his mother died.
Very nice story. Could you please get to the point?
All I'm trying to say is I killed 550 and I can't plead in fucking sanity. Fuck y'all, then. Get the chair, strap me in.
This is Angela Martinez with the Channel 7 News. We are here with a former neighbor of one of the accused serial killers. Tell us what's
going on, boy. Let me tell you something, my nigga. I live next to that guy right here. And he like, he fucking... He killed my dog and my kid. Every time I kiss them, they run inside the house. I hope he's frying, burning hell.
Yo, look into my eyes, tell me what do you see? This is the mind of a killer, not worthy of amnesty. Should I be locked in a tomb, forgotten, never released? Am I a beast off his leash, not capable of peace? Well, at least give me the chance to live, the opportunity to be something more than a kid. Please forgive. Don't you think my lesson was learned? And if you kill me, didn't you get killed in return? That's the way it goes. And I'm over nine. The only difference is that I'm sick in the mind. And these actions of mine result in beatings and abuse. Just a matter of time, I'll put myself in the noose. Just let loose, put a bullet in my head. No matter what I do, only death lies ahead. So fuck what I said, let the lights dim low. That's how it go when you want death row.
Shit, you think we give a fuck? We give no fuck. Flip that motherfucker switch.
Yeah, bitch, flip that motherfucker, show it to me.
5,000 volts of electricity going through our bodies today. Get away from this shit. So fucking bring it on.
Show me where it is so I can flip it myself.
Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain. The pain. Bring the pain.
That definitely will be a perfect intro for Thursday's interview. I'm actually, Bloodgame found that song. It was on a old, like, chill music or something like that mixtape. Or, like, you know, really, really old mixtape.
Yeah.
It's definitely the perfect intro song for that interview. I mean, one of the things that I actually have learned from, like, doing interviews from the past and whatnot, like, I mean, because both of ours were formerly part of the one label, and, you know, was just like, you know, I made sure it was happy. He's like, is it cool to ask about that label and whatnot? Because, like, they drummed off that label back in, like, 2006, 7, around there. And
yeah,
it was long enough ago. He's like, yeah, I mean, that's totally fine. Because it's not like it was just, like, this year and they wouldn't, like, have any feud with them. And, like, cause, I mean, I told him that I asked the one artist about it. It's like, he feels that everything worked out for the best with him going off the label.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he said, well, I mean, honestly, it depends on the kind of person, people they are, and like, they definitely seem like they're not going to be the kind of artist who would, like, hold that stuff against them, even though it was a long-ass time ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've talked to both of them, and I definitely don't see it in their personalities.
That's what's up. Damn, yo. He's been dead, yo, for real.
Is it dead that he's dead?
Huh?
Wait, what did you just say?
I said it's been dead on JR.
It is right now. It's probably be dead until Ghetto calls in.
Hey.
And we don't have the people who the person who's supposed to be in the penalty box for an hour 55 minutes called in.
Yeah.
Probably because he's too easy and just piss him off to call in. Because he knows he's never getting out of the penalty box. Because the one thing that I even said to him, he's like, well, because he has an hour 55 minutes in the penalty box. And let's say he calls in like 10 minutes after the show starts, like 11:10. Then let's just hang out at 2 and say, well, or like hang up by 1 and say, well, you didn't make the time. You have to start again. So, he's in an infinite loop.
Yeah.
It's fucking when we do this kind of shit once in a while. There's certain people trying to do it, too.
I'm on the phone, Mouse. I'm on the phone. Okay. All right, then. So, I can't watch the TV right now. No. Hello? Yeah. Brother, man. But yeah, dude, man. Freaking. Whatever happened to Vicky? I think her name is Vicky or Victoria, something like that.
Victoria, I don't really know. I mean, she's still, I don't know, she's alive, but she just doesn't really tune in anymore. The last time she called him was like on her birthday.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's like the last time she called in. And one of the things I actually thought about, which I'm going to try to talk to Relic about this, but I'm going to wait until, you know, after the interview. Because, I mean, I know the interview will probably go well and all that. But I'm going to ask him because I know he's homies with the dude Buckshot. And I know Buckshot's in the group, the Underground Avengers, which has Boondocks and, what's the other guy?
Yeah.
Well, like, because that's Boondocks in it. I thought, you know what? Like, might as well hit him up because I know he's cool with Buckshot. And it's like, might as well ask him if he can, like, help us set an interview up with all three members of the Underground Avengers. Just, you know, try it. And I mean, he definitely seems like he would help out, but, you know, just kind of wait till after his interview's done with.
Yeah. My girl's going to, she's going to Texas to, see KMK.
Nice.
Yeah, she's going there early, because she got the, I guess it's the VIP pass or whatever, where you get the meet and greet and shit.
Yeah.
So, she was like, because it was like the last time she went to see somebody. She was like, she didn't know what to say. Like, there's a dude named was, I forgot what the hell his name was, but, she was like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say, because they're KMK, and it'll be like, I guess it'll be her first time meeting them or whatever, so.
Well, I mean, it's actually, I mean, because I've met, you know, a few artists here and there, but then again, I mean, not just, you know, because we do the music thing, but, you know, just because, like, going to concerts and whatnot. And, you know, like, sometimes when you're talking to artists, like, you become cool with them. You know what I mean? Like, that. I mean, you can understand that, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, yeah, you know, I got a few people, like, you know, my boys and whatnot. I mean, like, one artist that I'm really cool with, like, he just told me, like, you know, get to the one show early, and, you know, he hooked me up with, like, a ton of stuff. Which, he said that, you know, when I got to the show, I thought I'd only have, like, you know, ticket purchase, but, like, they said that my name was on the VIP after-party list, which was actually a cool hookup, because that was, like, a $100 ticket. And just, you know, I mean, it's kind of cool. But, you know, it just kind of depends on what you do. But, like, when you meet people, you know, just be yourself. I can tell you that, because it's not like they're going to, you know what I mean? Don't be nervous or anything. You're meeting an artist who's a big name. So what, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, like I've every normal person. With, I've got a meet and greet with, like, Tech N9ne twice. So, I mean, I know what it's like to meet, you know, the bigger name artists. It's like, just be chill. Don't be stupid.
Basically.
So, I think right now we should probably go into Underground Avengers track, because it's definitely an interview that I'm going to try and see if we can set it up or not. So, let's see what track. I guess King Kong. Fuck it.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry.
Me my opinion, I'ma tell you what I'm thinking about. I don't bite my lip for no one, I thought you don't figure it out. That I'm a living weapon, yeah, this bomb is ticking loud. I'm about to detonate like a grenade with a pin out. I know they mental's weak, these Jedi play some mind tricks. These haters jellyfish, they swim my ocean spineless. You see these underground Avengers I conspire with. We so deep off in these trenches, our career is timeless. See, I'm connected to the corners of the underground. You don't wanna rumble in the jungle, we don't fuck around. So fuck the industry, my attitude is shut them down. We'll show these bitches how we play and then we're tunnel bound. I know that you can't stand the truth and won't admit this. I'm a factor in these streets and I'm on top of my business. The way you think is how your name got on my shit list. Before I'm done, I'll bend it over, you can kiss it.
Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone.
Falling down on your knees, but in this no time. The ice I got in my veins.
aliens with Leah Snow blind. Avengers on a mission, they gon' be a strong collision. These haters keep on wishing they ain't make the wrong decision. I got a proposition, more like a premonition. Call up the mortician, busting heads is a tradition.
Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. Since they let me out the cage, I'ma beat on my damn chest. King Kong, gone, gone, gone.
And we are back.
We'll be right back or we're right back. We're back.
So, because your girl's going to KMK tomorrow, might as well play something by KMK.
If you want to play it, like, I won't be able to make it. Probably next year or whenever they do another tour.
Well, by then you might as well play something by him. I don't know what.
My garden.
Find that on here. I'll play it.
It's on there. I'm on the phone, bro. I do not want to answer it.
So that's on here with the. Fuck.
It's from their new album.
Oh, it's on the new album. I didn't pick it up.
I think it's on the new album. Alright, let me check my iTunes. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
What the fuck are we doing? That was a long one. No, I can't find the shit. Oh my god.
I realize a lot of the artists on the soundboard that are bigger name artists, it's hard to find tracks. They actually have to, like, type in everything.
Yeah.
I don't think that song's on the soundboard. Because it didn't appear up.
Yeah, it's not on their new album.
Any other tracks like KMK?
Think for Yourself. Features ICP and Lady Love.
Okay, we can do that. Seems like every time I press the space bar after KMK, all the tracks disappear. Dang.
Never done soundboard before.
Jeez. Trying. Oh, I found that track somehow. So here you go.
Which one?
Think you're back.
Hi, kids. Welcome to Cloud 9. We sure are glad you stopped by to see us. We got some special surprises for your red eyes tonight. We got the Insane Clown Posse in the studio with the Cottonmouth King. Put your thinking caps on and think for yourself.
Just gotta stay true. Stay tuned, everything will be cool. You gotta blaze your own trail to make your own move. fucking misjudge Judy.
I will stab your ass.
First they ask to Alaska.
I think for myself like a samurai has to.
Who is who or anybody else to review with anybody else?
And who the fuck is who to tell you?
Ask the magic eight ball.
I call the psychic hotline.
I don't need your opinion on shit cause I got mine.
Think for yourself, original and authentic. With this fresh lifetime we get to ride on this planet. It's too many followers.
Dumb asses by the masses.
You better think so hard you fucking shatter your glasses.
Jump on when the interview night or something.
We gotta make it more live, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, do games and some shit, you know what I mean? The only thing we really do on here is just talk trash about each other.
That's play music.
Rarely we even play music because we're busy talking trash.
It depends on the night, but that is basically what happens every night. Unless it's an interview night, then, you know, we don't talk trash on each other.
Mm-hmm. I'm making the Carnival Carnage purple and green.
Nice. And Ghetto said he wanted to hear a track by a certain artist, so I have a track by him, and we get into that. And hopefully he'll call in soon.
Just relax and let it go. Let your heartbeat fade away to the sounds of my syllables. Incredible how immeasurable. Death is inevitable, mind, body, and soul inseparable. Until the valley of the shadow of death, your last request is a plea to help spoken from your last breath. The judgment day for all those things in the past. We told you life was self-inflicted, how long you thought it would last. Now them demons screaming out your name, walking parallel the universes in the rain. It's a shame that it's come to this. Listen to the snake hiss, try my friend, but you can't run from this. Heaven or hell's flames are purgatory. You're at the crossroads now, what's your story? Never mind, man, that's none of my business. This is between you and death, but life is your witness. So what becomes of what becomes us? Witness the dark shadows walk amongst us while the darkness still corrupts us. Pain and anguish and despair, the flames of hell will flicker in the
the eyes of the demons as they take you there. Torches light the way through the tunnels. The ground crunches with bones as blood drips in puddles. Kinda subtle. How death embalms you. And cardiac arrest will calm you as the cemetery calls to you. Back on earth, your body's laid upon this metal table. Your spirit watches from above. Time to end the fable. Embalming through it is your life's blood. A box made from wood. You would cry if you could, but you can't now. Step with rigor mortis. Ain't no coming back now. Time stopped to put you back down. Another journey through the darkness of the shadows. Another body on the pile. Prepare for battle.
Honestly,
should be good. I'll get on here.
Depends who you choose to call in.
And
they usually get off Facebook right before he calls in, so it all depends.
It's going to be a long dependent.
Exactly.
I guess Manny got upset last night, didn't she?
So my thoughts are, well, we're waiting for KOG to call in. How about we play his dance song, which has no dance to it, The Wobble.
The what?
The Wobble.
Pass it all around to someone that is a.m. Fuck him up again. Seroclean shit, fuck 100 milligrams. Quenti aviene fumarate, rate. Relieve this monkey off my back and get these demons out my body. A bloody hobby is what consists. When you try to live your life, what a pile of shit. Motherfuckers be like, cram, and I be like, yeah, you goddamn right. I brought the fucking body bag, dimmed out lights. Twin chrome in the mini mag. Insanity and genocide known as Dark Half. My voice gum sits across the table. Slides me a rusty revolver from a dead man's stable. I take it and cock it and spin that shit. Fucking showcase showdowns between brain and clip. If it ends, I'm going out with a bang. Just know I love my family, but fuck this life of pain.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you.
And we are back. Apparently, Ghetto did not want the Wawa to be played. So how about we try another Ghetto G track? Milla Whore. Milla Whore. Maybe Fandango after this. But here we go with Milla Whore.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck your friends, fuck your mother, fuck your sister, fuck your brother. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. I hope you fucking die, bitch. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. You're just a Milla Whore. I wanna settle, you wanna be a whore, not a wife, you a Milla whore. Your vagina dirty like a beast's. You're not special, these guys like you cause you're easy. Your legs always open, you're a human fucking Walmart. Titty sagging to the floor like you wear a bra cart. All the fucking you been doing, but you never losing weight. You're so used and abused, it even hurts to masturbate. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck your friends, fuck your mother, fuck your sister, fuck your brother. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. I hope you fucking die, bitch. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. You're just a Milla whore.
Bitch, you need to understand that you be trashy. Nobody fucking with that pussy cause it's nasty. Everybody in the city knows who you are. Your shit's blown out like a fucking porn star. Bitch, you blown out worse than a Pittsburgh pothole. You smell worse than a porta potty toilet bowl. Bitch, you done fucked everybody that I know. There is nobody in VA that you didn't blow.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck your friends, fuck your mother, fuck your sister, fuck your brother. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. I hope you fucking die, bitch. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. You're just a Milla whore.
Fuck with me once too many, you're so worthless, bitch. Penny links to open, bitch. Danny, fuck you like they trying to kill you. I hope you fucking die, you ugly ass motherfucker. Guys love to ride the train, bitch, you the conductor. You wasting years of my life, this is what you get. I'm reminded of you every time I open up and spit. You're a pussy's vacation spot, the whole world takes a tour. In hell, this where you ride, bitch, you just a Milla.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch. 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 Fuck your friends, fuck your mother, fuck your sister, fuck your brother.
fucking die, bitch. I hope you fucking die. Fuck to you, fucking bitch. Fuck to you, fucking bitch. Fuck to you, fucking bitch. You just a Miller whore.
I smell something fishy, that must be you, ho. No one left out, they all get a free show. Dog face, bitch with pussy lips that are droopy. You suck a lot of dick, cause you just a fucking groovy. Like 7-Eleven, you be open all night. Bet your whole life you never been tight. She don't discriminate, she would fuck them all. What do you expect from a bitch from the mall?
Fuck you, you fucking bitch. 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 Fuck your friends, fuck your mother, fuck your sister, fuck your brother. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. I hope you fucking die. I hope you fucking die. I hope you fucking die, bitch. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. Fuck you, you fucking bitch. You just a Miller whore.
And shout out to Busta V for that song being dedicated to his ex-girlfriend.
I don't know. Like, that song is just like, it could have done like the beat. I love the beat, but the lyrics didn't go with the beat. They keep saying bitch over and over again, like, okay, we know.
Well, you can tell that to Keto when he calls in.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch. What is a Miller whore? I'm going to actually look that up.
I wonder, too, but he said to me that it was about Busta V's ex-girlfriend that he never even met.
probably a bitch who whores around for Miller Lite.
And he said it through Facebook. We said bitch a lot with a question mark. Yeah. He said more like fuck a lot.
That was a what the fuck moment. That shit ain't gonna leave my head. Like, I don't know, man. It's
definitely awesome.
Kind of. Like, if they were talking about, like, instead of saying bitch all the time, like, you know what I mean? Put some details. If you're gonna talk about somebody, at least put details in the story, you know what I mean? Don't keep saying bitch all the time.
Well, one thing I always hate with songs personally when I'm recording is the hook, but I mean, I'm better at writing verses than doing hooks.
Yeah. Hold on real quick.
I mean, hell, I could probably be as good as one of the guys who ghost wrote for Lil Wayne. So how do we go by a track by that dude right now?
He actually writes, like, he actually raps instead of ghostwrites for Lil Wayne?
Well, he ghostwrote for Lil Wayne, and Lil Wayne owed him, like, $2 million, but he never paid him that. He was actually signed to Cash Money. And then they dropped him from the label. But, okay, so here we go with this dude from Philly, Gilly the Kid, running like your daddy.
It comes to these bitches, I
ain't never heard you sweating. You the lame, you're mentioning my name. Teardrops upon your face and you ain't never killed a thing. With your brains, little man, is you insane? You's a grown-ass kid, sip a little old vein. I'm about my change, just let me do my thing. But you still talking that shit, I read your article in King. Now what's his name? Weezy fucking baby. Wait, I know y'all get it. Weezy fucking baby. Black on black, Jaguar, white on white, 550. What we doing? Stacking fifties. What they doing? Just a nigga. Homie, get the picture. Getting jerked by your boss. Everybody else left. Now, little nigga, you're loud. And you be frontin' like your daddy. Frontin' like your daddy. Frontin' like your daddy. You be frontin' like your daddy. Hey, you ain't stunner. You be frontin' like your daddy. Frontin' like your daddy. You be frontin' like your daddy.
Don't give a fuck about you, Dwayne. I cuss at your mama, smack your kids, spit in your mouth, shit in your house, piss on your couch, I nut in my hands, wipe them on Trina's face and ask her how the semen tastes. Wait, wait, the whole difference fine first, so what I wanna know is, homie, who wearing the skirt? You or her? You're not a gangster, you more like Beezy Smurf, man, you cried over Nivea, I hit you where it hurt. Nigga, you had a show with Billy, but you gave that money back cause you were scared to see Gilly. New Jersey, Tweed and Center talking filthy. When it's time to cross that bridge, you like this nigga might kill me. Okay, see, I'm your opponent. Okay, now show them peoples how you cloned it. F to rap, I move a brick up in the drought. Stunner ain't your daddy, shorty, get his dick up out your mouth, nigga. Black on black, Jaguar, white on white, 550. What we doing? Stacking business, what they doing? Just a nigga. Homie, get the picture, getting jerked by your boss. Everybody else left, now little nigga, you're loud. And you be frontin' like your daddy, frontin' like your daddy, frontin' like your daddy. You be frontin' like your daddy. Hey, you ain't son of. You be frontin' like your daddy, frontin' like your daddy. You be frontin' like your daddy.
Come on, Matt.
Come on.
You don't want to do this with me, Matt.
Huh?
You just frontin' like your daddy, homie. You hear me? You hear me? I know too much, shorty. How about the time you gave Boo the truck? You gave him the G5.
Uh-huh.
Told him, go ahead, homie, ride, do you, you my artist.
Yeah.
And then called him up a month and a half later. And took it back. No, hold on,
wait.
What about the time in New York?
Yeah.
When the shorty told you she had cancer.
Cancer?
And you in the room all teary-eyed. And then you give her a check for $10,000.
Huh?
And then they call you the next day and say, she ain't got cancer. And then you look at a nigga and say,
hey, dog, you think I'm a nut?
You fucking right, you fucking nut, nigga. Money, man. Get the badass feet fixed.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby. I'm loving this hair, man.
And we are back.
Yes, we are back.
But really, we get stop fucking baby. That shit is fucked up.
What?
I said, but really, Weezy has to stop fucking baby. That shit is fucked up. Just set that. What the fuck?
Yeah. You're showing that love.
That shit's just weird.
That's how Cash Money does it. How do you think Drake got in?
Well, there's no wonder that his Wise label sucks, but then again, I'm shocked that Limp Bizkit was signed to it. I I think that's probably the worst move they've ever made, but it is what it is.
Yeah. It's life.
I've been talking behind your back for about 4 months. Don't you even bring that shit up. Yo, fuck you. If I had a dollar for every disease that you caused me and you broke up, by disease I mean STD. You fucking slut, I'd be richer than fuck. Bitch, I hate you. I hope a midget rapes you. Your only claim to fame was telling people that I laid you. Yeah, I used to date you. You used to be pretty, but now you're it's been hit by an H2, uh-huh. Right, the motherfucking bitch wanted me to leave the mic. Told that old effect of shit that you gotta leave tonight. Hope she's out the fucking deep, learning how to blow it right. Not to mention that attempts remind me of mosquito bites. Search me on iTunes, bitch, I'm ballin'. And yes, I change my number every time he starts calling. Don't bother me, bitch, we're through. I wrote this to let you know I'm thinking about you. Yeah, I got a picture of you holding a picture of me. Do you remember how both we used to be? When I was all about you and you were all about me. Once upon a time we used to be free. Yeah. And now you're just a no good trifling two-faced slut. If you couldn't pay me 1 million cash to fuck, you're a no good trifling two-faced slut. If you couldn't pay me 1 million cash to fuck, yeah.
When I think about you, I cringe. I know it didn't work between us. Hey, man, I will not be your friend, so don't call me anymore. Cause I don't wanna talk to a gap-twat whore. I wish I never knew you. Your ragged old pussy smells like a barracuda. You used to call me arrogant just to make me mad. When you know I ain't the type of guy to pray. Hey, bitch, I got a Lincoln, a Charger, $250,000. Crib with a fridge that I only use for water. I'm in restaurants 3 times a day. First class, I fly away. I ain't trying to spread, bitch, I'm just trying to say. I got big rims, a big chain, 2 dogs, and 2 mane. I'm too vain, and too lame, and too loose. So today, I wrote a song, 2 things, and tell you it'd be 2 games. Or fuck me, you mad bitch.
Yeah, I got a picture of you holding a picture of me. Do you remember how fuck we used to be? When I was all about you and you were all about me. Once upon a time we used to be free. Yeah, now you're just a no good trifling two-faced slut. If you couldn't pay me 1 million cash to fuck, you're a no good trifling two-faced slut. If you couldn't pay me 1 million cash to fuck.
Tell your faggot boyfriend they used to try to screw me. I'm moving on up while your throat's getting fucked. But any guy claiming that he makes big bucks, you're a slut bucket, a whore, a skeezer, a bitch, a cunt, a wench, a trick, a witch, a bopper, a tramp, a heifer, a skank, a harlot, a hooker. Your pussy is rank, concubines lose it, Jezebel ho. You crossed my mind so I thought I'd say hello, bitch.
And thank you for playing that track, Ghetto. Now it's my turn to play a random track.
Who I be? Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know
who I
be. I'll talk to you, you're reasonable.
No, no, look at me.
Yeah.
You want to talk to me?
Up the step, then you big enough to fall. Yeah. First problem, kid's tongue.
It's the chaos theory. 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 It's the chaos theory.
If I teach you every secret of the dragon's lair, would I remain the one and only dragon slayer? The daily, I'm the mastermind of everything you question. Feel like pick a force in the hollow ground is resting. And if the dream limit you really exist, would you wish away the wars in the coming of apocalypse? Devastating like the chambers and dungeons combined. It's slicker than a 20-sided die. The ones who are not found divine must roll for soul. The horse is drowning in the moat with plague, and I'm the antidote. Underneath the cloak of night without a dagger in sight. It's just the wind and the blaze of samurai. Wait for the sun to come up to watch the battle begin. The heads of Kessa's trophies in the warrior's den, and souls descend and destroy the sick and weary and become elements of the chaos theory.
It's the chaos theory.
Behind enemy lines, and it's about time for you and your empire to die.
Cabins, knowledge is hidden, to read it and use it is forbidden, like a double-edged sword, cut or be cut, do unto others what it takes to get your strength up, come on, get up, attack with full force, depending on the situation, of course, it's gotta be a win without a single loss, targeting the ambassador of the regime, and let his blood flow through the local drinking stream. Let the point be felt, it's not the money or wealth, it's not the riches or jewels he's keeping for himself. It's about the freedom, it's about the pride, it's about time for you and your empire to die. Behind enemy lines without communication, and only the sun to light the scene of the assassination. So with blade in hand, I take a death seat stand for every man and woman repping the ninja clan.
Behind enemy lines, and it's about time for you and your empire to die.
By some who out of their mind as we rebuild the world one fellowship at a time. It had to be chaos without bounty to Snow Hunter, with everyone in content and living under the rule of one king, in charge of running everything, reaping untold fortunes while the world is suffering. It's a theory more complex than flux capacitors, pressing powerful punk style like trash compactors. I'm not an actor, I'm a prophet of the seventh world. Heaven's staircase is long and starting to curl around the universe like the chaos theory. As ghosts rise from the barren grounds of cemetery, and only lands all across the world with people at peace, cause evil is gone from out the street.
It's the chaos theory.
Behind enemy lines, and it's about time for you and your empire to die.
Who are these bloody wizards? Why are they attacking me?
They're ninja warriors. Maybe they've been sent by the Russians. I'm afraid they want to kill you.
These guys are tough. They're like Japanese samurai, the way they fight. And also, the weapons they use. How can I handle them?
Don't be pessimistic. If only you could find the ninja master.
Hmm?
You should go and look. With a bit of luck, you'll find what you need.
And we are back. What up, Mandy?
What up, Chica?
Hey.
But you didn't want to come see us no more on here?
No, last night, like, of course I called in and everything like that. I mean, just being in the truck with my best friend and then, you know, being on here and everything, it was fine. It's just right when I got home, instantly got a migraine, and I couldn't deal with it, so I didn't call back in.
I'm probably going to end up getting off to talk to my grandma a little bit. I ain't speak to her all day.
Yeah, well, at least you get to talk to your
girl. You were talking to her the other day, wasn't you?
I'm not talking to her right now.
I know, but I'm saying the other day, though.
To be honest, I don't even think I need to be in a relationship with my girl anymore. I think I'm breaking up with her.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
That's how bad it's gotten, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do anything. Like, I can't even smoke without her getting pissed at me.
Well, then that bitch gotta go. Straight up.
Yeah, and like, and you know, like, I understand, you know, her not wanting me to smoke because, you know, I thought I was pregnant and everything like that. Well, I was, and I had a miscarriage. Well, now that I'm not anymore, I want to do what I want to do, but she won't let me. I can't drink.
Yeah.
I can't smoke.
Fuck that bitch. Tell her to go to a crackhead and suck on their infected needles.
No, she has her husband. She can go suck on him because I don't care right now. Don't.
Look at that. She has a husband.
Yeah, it's like
that was,
it's okay.
That was never,
okay,
that was,
you know,
never gonna work out.
It's like, yeah, it's like that three-way relationship kind of thing. Like y'all are all in equal agreement and stuff like that. Well, the thing is with me, I tend to get jealous, and I found something out about that she did with her best friend, and I'm not happy with it, even though it happened a while ago, still not happy with it, and I've been distancing myself away from her on purpose, and
yeah,
she knows something's wrong. I'm just not telling her, because I want her to realize what's wrong.
Yeah. I've tried that whole three-way relationship thing. That shit ain't work.
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've tried it, and I will say
like
I'm not doing it again.
Like, at first, it was, you know what I mean, it was getting there, it was getting good, but like, it just got tiring and trying to keep
it's
up
like,
with all
well, it, and it's
three
also,
women.
It's the fact of, it's like, yeah, we Skype and everything like that, but it's not the same. Like, I want a relationship where someone is, like, right next to me, you know, not, like, states away. And I can't deal with it. They have three kids, and I love the kids a lot. I do. I can't handle the constant screaming and the effing background when we're on Skype. Like, I put my slides on mute, and I turned the volume down, all because Anastasia's screaming her ever-loving lungs out in the background.
They don't
discipline right. Like, yeah, they do the whole, if you don't stop, I'm going to put you in the corner type of deal or whatever.
That shit don't fucking work. You got to fucking beat their ass.
Exactly.
Take that shit old school, fucking get a hanger, fucking belt. Switch something.
And it's just, and it doesn't help the fact that, you know, I have feelings for someone else. And I want to be with that person, but yet I can't because I'm with her.
Listen, you need to make yourself happy. You can't stand.
Really, Chris?
Hold it, Chris.
It's the concert of the great, expecting not to hate us out. Here to rock the crowd and make them scream and shout. Without a doubt, I put this in the haters.
world's a tragic one. It's time to ride on our rivals.
See, that's how the haters get dismissed. Missiles and animals, this is the end.
Okay, Ghetto. Nice track to play.
But like you were saying, Mandy.
I'm gonna face the consequences and load up a bowl and smoke, and I really don't give a shit if she gets pissed. She can kiss my southern ass for all I give a damn.
Oh shit. Tell that bitch how it is.
I've noticed DC didn't call in, or he didn't call
in. He didn't call in because he has an hour 55 minutes in the penalty box. And he'll never be able to serve that penalty without hanging up. So he's in the infinite penalty box.
He can do, oh my God. If I can do an hour, he can do an hour.
55
minutes.
He don't
want to do it because he just wants to talk like a crackhead.
He's going to keep getting more time.
Is he really on crack?
I don't know, but he gets mad when I mention out Mary Jane. He's just like, I don't have any. Fuck you, Mandy. It's not my fault that you don't have any. Sorry.
He got the rock, though. So he's going to propose to some girl with a crack rock. They're going to live happily ever crack.
Well, I had a request from somebody, so I'm just going to play that. stop bugging me about it.
Heaven, I did my best. One love for family, the juggalos, and fuck the rest. I'm tired of all these snakes and demons leeches on the vein. I'm bled enough and now this bitch is about to feel my pain. You know you name the haters, bitter with a point of view. Put them motherfuckers talking shit but never had a clue. Come with your attitude, cocksucker, fuck your life. I'll tie you to a chair and make you watch me fuck your wife. I'm just the type to catch you slipping like a bar of soap. I'll catch you while you're sleeping fast and then I stitch your soap. I'll watch you bleeding, garbage, choke you for your last breath. Then close the wound, apply some pressure to delay your death. See what it means, your whole existence don't mean shit to me. It ain't nothing but time to kill to make your history. And all you had to do was keep your fucking trap closed. But now you got your hands folded, clutched onto a single rope. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye.
Surviving off the infamy. Miss me with that, everybody wants me dead. Same old, and switch my hatchet to a target hanging off my cable. If you criticize my fashion, you faggot like Dim Gut. I'm a juggalo scrub, established since day one. So kill the hater, replicate a distant with a foul tongue. Take my magic marker and blacken his fucking left lung. With my box cutter, I'ma cut his eyes wide. And put broken pieces of mirror, replacing both his eyes. Got a demon inside that's been along for the ride. Since the release of my first LP back in 95. Ever since that day, I've been embracing the hate. And basically not giving a fuck what none of y'all say. So fuck y'all bitches. Black flowers up on your casket. To get what you deserve. Burning hell, hating bastards. Like a trailer hitch. Come to your hood with goons and snatch you out your trailer, bitch. Put on your knees and close your eyes, wait for the execution. Some call this first degree, but I call it my retribution. You had your chance to keep it sun and now you're in the rain. I be the scarecrow, but you the one who missing brains. I put the barrel to the bone and now your skull fucked. 2 times 11 till you don't and now you're out of luck. For many times I spent just dwelling, thinking of the day. Up to the point I sit for hours thinking of a way to make you suffer, make your blood spill like the wine. 6 feet up underneath the ground, have you smelling pine. It's how we do a punk bitch with a faucet mouth. Lost in the woods that you discovered by a boy scout. Stupid little motherfucker, what was you thinking? Now your body in the bushes, life is rotten, nothing's saying. Just close your eyes. Goodbye. Get down on your knees. Try to my bitch and make your peace. Just close your eyes. Say your last goodbye. Get down on your knees. Try to my bitch and make your peace.
Take your life. Right here tonight.
Yeah. OPs.
And we are back.
Awesome. And kind of, since I don't like a lot of KMK songs, like their albums and shit, I just like grab like random songs. I'm making an album cover for all of them, so that it's not blank. Smoking over there? Is you ain't inviting us? Like, are you kidding me? It's not inviting. I'm like so hurt.
Oh man. I told you I was holding up a bowl and I'm gonna smoke it.
But yeah, I'm probably gonna get up here so I can talk to my lady. I miss my baby. I just want to hold her and squeeze her.
Yeah, well,
we'll have fun. Alright, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow then.
Later.
Okay.
Damn. Ugh.
Now that big homie's gone, I think we should play Tech N9ne because he hates Tech N9ne. I should play him when he's here. Ah, fuck.
That's
God damn it.
That's one way to make him leave. Play Tech N9ne. Woohoo!
Should try that next time.
Yeah, we should.
Like, play Psycho Bitch Part 1 and 2, because that's 10 minutes long.
Oh, shit.
The combined track, just to see if he does leave.
If he doesn't leave through the first part, then we'll play it. Then we'll have the whole thing playing.
It'd be fun. Okay, it's 9 minutes 54 seconds.
But still, it's almost 10 minutes.
Yeah. But we're going to go with Tech N9ne. Let's go with something shorter because we're not planning to get him to leave right now.
True. We will when he gets back. Or when DC gets back.
If he gets back.
Well, he doesn't know what we're planning, so it's...
No, it will work. What track by Tech N9ne? How about we go with the old classic? So here we go with I'm a Player remix.
I'm ripping each and every time.
every sense of the word you heard. I'm getting money from these dummies, flip your chicks so absurd. I'm a player and I pop collars. I'm a player when I don't or when I drop dollars. Them block. She don't want no soft play and he do when he don't. She don't want no perpetrating 9 to 5 or trying to flaunt. She don't want no punk that can't get it crunk. No, she don't, that's how it goes. So my homie Calico, tell her what she want.
She wanna play and not thug on dub. We be rolling them 22s and 3s, popping dudes and beats. I'm in hot pursuit of a prostitute. Calico, not boost, got slots to shoot.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling out the latex and giving it to who's next. And pulling, pulling, brunette. What I'm forgetting, boo sex. She doing new and new sweat. And I ain't telling who's wet. And I ain't getting loose yet. So who's next? Who's next?
I'm a player, I'm a player. I'm a player, I'm a player.
You might not know.
Never ever tell your love, or else you'll get your love.
Yeah.
Moving grooves, no one on one when you hit the club.
Yeah.
And you should know this if you call yourself a wicked thug.
What?
If you creep to the movie store, I'll wear your ticket stub.
Yeah.
If you sit and learn this lesson, then you wash off. Just use hot water, don't put no soap on your washcloth. That way, when you get home, the questions you won't leave her vent. Don't be a dope and use the soap and get believe her sense. Don't tell her number two, then she's your one and only. Cause if she knew it's way easy to go her own way. To all my ladies, if you're playing, throw your hands up. To all my fellas, if you're playing, throw your grands up. This is forever, baby, having clever things. I'm a player, motherfucker, and I bet I never change.
I'm a player, I'm a player.
Okay, enough of the bad phone signal, Tech Nine. That was annoying. At least he had better phone signal whenever we had interviews with him.
Yeah.
And I got one more request from the person in the chat room. There's only a guest in there. So I'm going to take care of that. I think you'll probably like this one too.
Okay.
Original of a poster guy, the best with a heart, but his cold device is broken twice. Now I walk with an axe, dressed in all jet black with contacts. Straight maniac, warlock, Sam Hain and Salem's Lot. Stand through the hourglass, ticking of the dime.
If you don't know by now, it's too late. We
We the most serious thing on the market since they break. We the dead. We don't explain or feel pain, but Zirko, keep it underground to maintain. Bitch, you better check us. I'm doing usually the 66 for 6 months. Riding in the dick out hurts for ghost folks. Coming on a two-tough run with dead folks. And it's like that.
And we don't die.
Serial killers.
We don't die.
Freaks of the night.
We don't die.
We get high. From the underground tunnel I dug to keep away from the mainstream love. I just want somebody to move and get hurt. Got the whole dug deep in the dirt. Can't work with you bitch motherfuckers making love to the bliss where the bitch ain't tatted on your chest. Me and motherfucking Mad Rock haunt the toy, bringing death to the people that don't get the point. We don't die.
Just like a $7 bill. Voice my opinion regardless of how you feel. Free shit. It ain't about being rich. It's about juggalos and running with lunatics. As long as y'all rock this, we won't win. We do it all for y'all. I mean that shit. Every one of y'all means everything to me. We bleed for y'all. That's why we call it family.
And for the blood, we don't die.
Serial killers.
We don't die. Freaks of the night. We don't die.
We get high. Minimize self-inflicted pain. We're not positive and uplifted. Fuck you. Walk a mile in our shoes. Experience hard times and paying hell in dues. Freak shit. What I live, what I breathe. Cast out new neck, fly keys disease. Still they try to ban the sound. So supposedly it be resurrecting the dead from under hollow ground.
You in the dead zone. 10 points for us. Well, a cigarette smoke right before your lunch bust. You can't trust us, but I could bust them in half and sit back and laugh at all the shit I did. Can you do that? Did you school that? Better yet, I'm the wicked out serial killer type war vet. Freak show, different than the rest, but I love it though. Put it to the test.
You can't stop me from sharing.
epic track, Ghetto. Epic track.
That was a very cute track you played for Mandy there, Chris.
But I didn't even know what the fuck that track was. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? That's like the first thing I said to you on Facebook.
That was real nice, you know. Dedicating the Mandy song to Mandy. That was nice.
Right.
The infamous Ghetto has arrived.
And you see that? Nobody even knew what the fuck that song was. It was awesome.
That's the funny thing.
Actually, I will admit, I don't know what that song was.
Exactly.
The only thing that blew my mind when you were playing that was the episode of Family Guy, Oh Quagmire. Like, that whole thing. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Now see, I wouldn't know that because I don't watch every fucking episode of Family Guy. So I would not know that.
Oh, wait. Oh, I know which one, which episode you're talking about now.
That's all that was going through my mind. I was like, what the fuck is this fucking song?
Well, see, at least you knew the song, except the wrong version.
Well, I said the Family Guy version.
But you knew the song, that was my point.
Yeah, the melody.
Oh, buddy. Why the hell are my hands cold, but my body's burning up? What the...
Well, Mr. DJ, you're real exciting.
Yeah, I'm dealing with poking somebody who poked me on Facebook right now.
Yeah. Could that be Angel?
No, it was not her.
Wow. So I'm saying she's poking me, so I just kind of figured she was poking you, too.
But how about we go with a song that I know you'll like? Yes, the song, which is called 808 Bendin'.
No, man, I don't even like that song.
Okay, fine. Perfect Stranger.
That's better.
Yeah, here we go.
I told him I'm a stranger. Sit back and relax your mind. Stranger. Give you a piece of mind. Stranger. 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 Told him I'm a stranger. Some try to hold me down.
Yeah.
Other people said that I was crazy. And we're finna get my feet off the ground. Now, I told them I'm a stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Say, I'm the first stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Now, I told them I'm a stranger. And look into my eyes, see a stranger in the flesh, and you're surprised. I'm just into it, and the fans knew it, and the fam knew it. That one day we would go inside, make beautiful music. Now we off in time and started at the fairground, saw the line in perfect time. 11 years later, now together, really good feeling when the headline read the strange man's song. When the FBI was feeling dead, I'm finally home. Remember the day it came to me, and I'm feeling I felt for fear to be okay, OD. All you strangers started embracing me, ripping every word you heard I say. Midwest flows and came to play. Everything happens for a reason. I can finally say, stranger, forever. Some try to hold me down.
Yeah.
Other people said that I was crazy. Working to get my feet off the ground. Now I told him I'm a stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Say I'm the first stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Now I told him I'm a stranger.
Different place, different time. This point in my career in a different state of mind. And I, upon this ladder climb, getting all these fans aside, quick flame they multiply. In time, I rise. Destined, I've envisioned the stardom. No status can justify.
fly interactive, I got them coming from the very bottom. From the strangers to the bottom. No, I'm gonna be a boss in the game. That boy's a problem, holla. Nah, all you doubters can suck it easy. Blocking up on my downfall back when didn't really believe me, huh? Can't none of y'all haters hold me. And I'm riding with my homies. You won't have to get to know me. I'm a stranger. Some try to hold me down. Other people said that I was crazy. Been working to get my feet off the ground. Now, I told them I'm a stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Say, I'm the first stranger. Yeah, I'm a stranger. Now, I told them I'm a stranger.
And we're back.
Get us quiet.
Apparently he is. And I'm just going through the songs, trying to pick something randomly, but not really interested in it.
Nothing is being interested to you?
None of the tracks, really. I'm just kind of going through random spots, trying to see what I see, but I'm really going to the artists that I keep appearing on.
Like, what is all there and stuff?
Oh, there's probably like 950 songs on here.
Come on.
See that, all that music and nothing you want to listen to.
Pretty much, because basically been listening to music the whole damn time, so.
So you really haven't been talking to him.
Okay, then how about we go with... Oh, this song has to be played. I dedicate this to... What the fuck I want to dedicate it to? I have no idea.
Paul, you guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love your some chicken. I love me some chicken so much, I decided to write a song about it, so listen. I bust the windows at you, y'all. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. I smelt that chicken from afar. I traced that smell right back to your car. I'm taking this chicken at you, y'all. Don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, I just love my chicken. Cluck, 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 you touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the door. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the Rooster Boss. Cock-a-doodle-doo, they see me coming. That's when all those chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken. Man, stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic section, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken. Grill my chicken, you can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken. In that kitchen, taste so crispy. What I'm thinking, chicken, bust the windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something that's up from afar. I chase back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken out your car. Yeah, my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
Okay, 5 songs in the recording mode, over the time limit.
Yep.
I thought it would have been perfect if that song ended right when we just got into recording mode. But we were already in recording mode when it ended. Fucking
so,
5 seconds.
So how about I saw that new Roots video on MTV Jams?
Okay, how was it?
I don't know. I didn't see the entire thing. I just turned it on and I saw Roots. I was like, the fuck? Because the video was pretty much over.
I see. So, how about I was going to send Havoc the Rich album, but I tell you not to.
Man, you were so excited to send it to him last night, but then you didn't even do it.
Well, he said he wasn't going to open it, so I was like, screw it. No point sending it.
Well, that's all right, man. He never sent me the full Hatebreed album.
Really?
Nobody can send anybody full albums except me.
He sent me like 4 tracks.
That's why you don't rely on him to get new songs from artists and say, oh, I'll send it to you. Don't just like forget about it.
I'm saying, man, we got that Ritz album that don't come out for another, like 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. The only album I'm really looking forward to is, like, the Stevie Stone album. That don't come out until fucking August.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that definitely will be a sick album. But, I mean, like, right now, I have no clue what album I'm looking forward to.
I mean, that Tech N9ne should be good, too, man, because he got the that Surge dude from System of a Down on the album, but I really don't care for the album.
Yeah.
I mean, Tech N9ne, he's done so much. I mean, I'm going to buy out the fact that, you know, I respect what Tech N9ne's done, but just honestly, yeah, you know what I mean?
It's just the fact that he dropped a fucking CD too often, so it's just like, great.
I mean, the one Tech N9ne thing I'm looking forward to is that, whatever that rock group thing is called.
You need to let that go, man. That's never going to happen.
I know, it probably won't happen. But if that ever comes out, that's the only thing I'm looking forward to by Tech N9ne.
Man, you've been on that for like over a year now.
I haven't been on it for over like 6 years when it was supposed to originally drop.
Man, I didn't even know anything about that fucking shit until you brought it up, and then you kept talking about it, asked Cut Calhoun about it, and nobody knows if it's ever even going to happen.
Pretty much.
They made one song. Be happy they did that.
Well, they've done two, but who cares?
Man, you gotta be paying attention. This shit is loud as hell.
It really is.
It's not.
Come on, man. It's loud enough for where you hear it. So even if you're not paying attention, you can still hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it, but it's not registering through my brain. I'm more focused on what's on the phone and, yeah.
On the what?
Who knows?
On the phone. The call? Yeah.
Man, I thought you said you were more interested in what was on the floor.
That's what I heard as well. So, what's so interesting on your floor?
Nothing. Oh, my God.
Well, besides her, like, shoe collection and dodo collection, you know, there's not too much
on her floor. Besides those things.
Wrong. I'm not a shoe type girl. And two, I don't have the second one. So...
Yeah, she's like, even if I had the second one, I wouldn't tell you.
Yep. No, we will not play Afro Circus.
Sorry, it just randomly popped up in my head. I'm sorry.
Randomly? You do that every time you're here.
Every single show.
Because it pops up in my head.
I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was programmed by the manufacturer of that movie to keep singing that damn song.
I blame Chris.
Yeah, it is his fault.
So it's my fault
that
you watched it.
Who's the one that started that? Who started that? Was
Havoc.
That you that started that, or did Havoc start that?
Havoc. Because, technically I started it because Havoc was kind of like humming something along that line, and then I just
No, this is way before you even came here. This motherfucker leaving voicemails on my phone and shit with that.
It was definitely Havoc because he was doing that when we were hacking Dawn and DeMonica's show.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
they used to have a show.
Yeah, we took over their show. And like
four score and 7 years ago when they had a show. Actually, them playing that track when they were trying to do interviews and shit.
Yeah. You see how well that lasted.
Exactly. They both went off and did their own shit. Song went to jail for probably like the 600th time.
Yeah,
and then she calls
like
in during the one interview and gets picked on by the artist.
Yeah, that was
like
good.
Jesus.
That was
cool. It was just too perfect. And the only thing that actually I heard from Tucker Jesus recently, he just told me to hit him up when we're doing the Liquid Assassin interview because he wants to call in for that.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I'll do it.
Man, I freaking hate these new updates that my fucking browser decided to do.
What browser do you have?
Well, I use Firefox.
Yeah, that's why I don't use Firefox. I don't like
No, it's fine. I'm just saying it for some reason did updates to it, and I don't like how it is now.
Yeah,
well,
I use Internet Explorer.
I use Internet Explorer. That's it.
Well, yeah, I used Internet Explorer too until I did something, and now it doesn't open.
Internet Explorer sucks. Then I went to Safari. Then I went to Firefox.
The hell? This is a very
maybe I'll go back to AOL.
This is a very strange picture. Who would fucking take a picture I read of some bitch on her knees? You know, never mind. I take that back. take that back. It's a horrible edit to edit out the whole bitch sucking dick. That's what.
Oh,
I'm gonna see what the hell picture is.
I was like, why is this bitch taking a picture of like the toaster strudel? You know, like that shit you get in there. the icing.
Yeah, I've seen
that one. Okay, I want to see
this
picture. Tag in it. It sounds so horrible. I have to see it.
So what exactly is this send button on pictures? Who the fuck am I going to send it to?
Where the hell did you find it?
Find what? Here, I'll tag you in it, man. You're about to see it. There, boom.
Oh, great. I'm going to be tagged in this shit. that's just fucked up.
That's what they decided to do, you know, so they could put that picture up.
Yeah. I could see Havoc doing that.
You could see the Pillsbury Doughboy busting on Havoc's face.
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
It surprised me. That is just fucked up.
Yeah. Well, see, that picture is not going to get me in trouble like the other one where the bitch was blowing cum bubbles. Sensitive people on other people's pages.
Sensitive assholes.
Kind of like how that Chris Penland dude keeps reporting those pages.
Exactly. If you had nothing to defend, then why the fuck would he go report all the fucking pages?
Nah, dude, if you read through his message, like, he'll just randomly stop by and just, like, leave comments and shit.
I read that. I was like, so you're leaving comments, and if you didn't do anything, then why the fuck do you keep reporting the pages?
Like, what did he say? He admitted to all the things that he did, and then he came back again and he said he denies all the things. Then he came back and he says he agrees to them again.
The only thing I'm shocked with is he has a group trying to defend himself. Two people on my friends list are part of that group.
Yeah, and then you got some people that just go to his page against cyberbullying or something.
Yeah, that page. Two of my friends are like that page.
Like, that's funny as hell, though.
Yeah, we're cyberbullying you because you're a fucking pedophile.
Holy shit, man. The Bella twins used to have no boobs.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people got into your ego at breast implants.
Well, they must have had some done and then done again.
Well, just remember, the one has a nice ass, the other one has the nice boobs.
I don't know, man. I think the one with the breast implants that also has the big ass.
Well, they definitely got parts to look at when they're in matches.
Oh, yeah, that whole 2-minute match.
Exactly. The 2-minute matches are good because of that.
Yeah, they just had a match on SmackDown there. But it was funny, though, man.
5 minutes?
It's funny, they had Triple H come out and he was talking for a second. The 3MB, interrupted him.
And, imitate the Shield.
And he told him to shut up.
Nice. So 3MB tried to imitate the Shield. But
they came down, you know, to beat up Triple H, and then the Shield came down.
Yeah, beat them up.
And you thought it was going to be a 6-on, you know, one thing, but they just beat up 3MB. And then they were going to go after Triple H, but then, you know, Team Hell No came down.
Of course. Which is pretty much proving that Team Hell No versus the Shield at Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Well, it's time to lose, motherfucker.
Yeah, time for Team Hell No to lose the tag team titles.
No, that ain't gonna happen at the pay-per-view.
I already read, like, reports online that that's apparently what the writers are leaning towards right now.
They shouldn't do that at the pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, Team Hell No is kind of getting stale.
They should leave it as they were going with the 6-man and put Taker in it.
They should do that. But, actually, I wonder if Taker's going to be on that pay-per-view because, I mean, we know The Rock's injured, and basically from what I heard, he can't, like, get any surgery or anything because the fact is, like, he has to film for a movie.
Man, he got like three movies coming out.
He has too many damn movies.
Well, I'm just saying, he got that Pain and Gain movie coming out. He got that G.I. Joe movie out. And what's the other
one? Fast
6. Yeah, Fast and Furious 6.
Which will probably be 12 movies in that series because the dead girl's going to be alive in the sixth one again.
Yeah,
so how the fuck are you going to pull that off?
The thing is that she did not die in the fifth one.
No, she died
in the third one.
What number was that?
Hold on, no, it wasn't the fifth one. It was
like the second or no, the
no,
fourth.
It wasn't
the fifth. Whatever the fuck.
It doesn't matter.
One of them.
It was the fourth because it's Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, Too Fast and Furious
and
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift. No, Fast and Furious 4. And then Fast and the Furious 5, and now 6.
All right,
and
yeah,
this is probably part 6
back
as well.
There, she died, and then now she's coming back for 6.
Yeah.
Oh, dead bitch is back alive in Fast and Furious movies.
I wish I could die in a movie and come back.
Me too. That'd be awesome. Okay, you're in a movie right now. You died. Okay, you're coming back in 3 movies anyways. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, really, man. They kill your character off, and then they just bring you back anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
They run out of things to do.
So they have to bring back a dead character and try and get some backstory with how the hell she's not dead.
Man, that's almost as bad as, like, WWE bringing back old-ass people to wrestle.
One match, and then they leave until next year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, with The Rock, at least he wrestled 3 matches this year. And was going to do a fourth one, but
see, that
he got too injured to do it.
That was too much for him.
Apparently.
I don't understand how that dude got injured, though, man.
I don't understand it either, but apparently he can't get surgery because of filming for one movie right now. It's coming out, like, I don't know, November or something, like, later this year.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't even do anything that extreme in that match, though.
I think Cena fucked up doing one of his attitude adjustments. And that's kind of where the, like, tendon broke or whatever.
I don't know. I still don't believe that he's hurt.
Well, if he is, then that might make that the 6-man tag match that we all want to see.
The fuck is this? Here, this is pretty much what the hell Mandy just said right here. It's pictures of zombies laying in bed. It says, "Don't, Jim. Your hands are cold."
So, Joe, my question is, who do you think will probably be the breakout star from the Shield when they do separate?
Me.
Okay.
No. Seth Rollins.
I guess, I mean, honestly, with me, I mean, even though Seth Rollins had that amazing botch at WrestleMania that I love to watch over and over again.
Okay, so he jumped out the ring and smacked his face off the barricade. So what?
The amazing botch at WrestleMania. But anyways, I mean, like with me, I think that it's probably Dean Ambrose. I know having could probably say Roman Reigns.
No, Ambrose don't need to do anything. He fucking sucks.
I mean, I've seen, you know, some of his matches before WWE. And, I mean, he is more of a submission-type wrestler.
Oh, God. Even though
he hasn't used it.
Fuck that.
So I want to see a submission match between him and Daniel Bryan.
No. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, Javi's got time for that. Because he watches Saturday Morning Slam.
Oh, man. Sometimes when I was awake at that time, I still didn't even watch it.
I'm awake at that time every Saturday, and I still don't fucking watch it. Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Pretty much.
Unless the name's Havoc.
I don't know, man. Like, I tried to watch Main Event, but that was even painful.
Main Event used to be good, but it kind of just started going off and going downwards.
I don't know. It was kind of interesting what they were going to have Shield on there versus whatever. But then I missed that match, so then there was nothing else to watch on it.
Yep.
Except for, you know, Zeb Calder, you know, running his mouth about foreign people.
And I love how Havoc was translated one day that when they were chanting USA, it was for Alberto Del Rio. I was like, really? So chanting USA for a guy from Mexico. Okay, then.
That's how it goes.
I was making fun of the fans when they were chanting USA when it was like, whoever the hell, like at that Raw episode, Alberto Del Rio versus, I don't remember who the fuck he was facing. But so both the wrestlers were not from the USA. One was from like Switzerland, other one's from Mexico.
Well, there you go. You answered your own question. Now, who
USA,
was in the match?
USA. Oh, what the fuck is his name?
No, that's not his name.
Thinking. Not Ziggler.
Don't hurt yourself.
I know there's only one wrestler who's from Switzerland. God damn it. Give me a hint.
Give you a hint. He likes to crack his neck.
Chris Benoit?
What the hell kind of guess is that?
Well, he likes to crack his neck.
Okay, it looks like he's sponsored by the Red Cross.
Sponsored by the Red Cross. Fandango dances at Jericho.
Yeah, it's Fandango, yeah, of course.
Of course it's Fandango.
Do you still not know, for real?
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm looking it up.
Cesaro.
I'm looking it up. Wow.
I can't believe that's how far it came. Is it Antonio Cesaro?
I can't even believe you didn't know that, though.
I can't believe it took you that long. That was a fail moment.
Man, we say this shit like every fucking day, and you still have no idea who the person is. Man, it's a good thing that Layla finally combed her hair. I guess shit was like a straight puffed out, like, you know, afro thing.
Pretty much.
So it's a good thing they fixed that.
The one they actually had to laugh at was because, you know, how The Rock's now being on the cover for WWE 14 next year's game.
Now, is that official?
Stephanie McMahon announced it, so that is pretty much official.
Okay, then.
So, pretty much, 2K Sports didn't, like, expect them to announce it this early.
They're going to change it.
They probably won't. But anyways, it's kind of funny that they did that.
It's all meaningful.
But anyways, so the whole point is, the Rock's on the cover. He only wrestled 3 pay-per-views a year. So why was he on the cover?
Why not?
Okay, so you can wrestle with him in the game for 3 pay-per-views.
Well, it could be that version that you posted up of all tag team matches.
That was only 12. Or you could be a singles match with The Undertaker. But that definitely sounds like the tell you long version of WWE 12. Or any WWE game. That would actually be funny as hell if we got him for an interview when he was still the general manager. Okay, so what kind of matches do you make besides tag team matches? That would have been the perfect question.
Well, hold on. Hold on a minute there, player.
Holla, holla, holla. So it's going to be The Undertaker versus The Great Khali in a tag team match for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Man, I bet you Teddy Long was upset whenever Booker T made that handicap match. He was like, no, you need another person.
Probably was.
What?
What?
Tell you didn't just say that.
But she did.
Tell me you didn't just say that.
I said what?
Tell me you didn't just say that.
What the hell?
Anyways, enough time to be trolling Booker T.
Oh, you love Booker T.
I love trolling him. I love the 2 times during a wrestling show he said the N-word. That was funny.
That's all right. At WrestleMania, The Rock said, "Let's go, motherfucker," or whatever.
Yep. Exactly. I think the only thing we're all hoping for is there is no part 3 to that match. If there is a part 3 to that match, fuck them. It's stupid as hell.
Oh, somebody pointed out the obvious to me earlier about, because this chick posted up saying she was watching SmackDown. And then, what'd I say? I said, is there anything worthwhile on SmackDown? I was like, it's all about Raw. And, you know, of course, she didn't answer me. But some dude felt the need to be like, Raw and SmackDown are the same organization.
Really?
I was like, no, really?
I never knew that. Ziggler, who's the World Heavyweight Champion, SmackDown Champion, wrestled on Raw. And won the World Heavyweight Championship on Raw.
Like, I had no idea that it was the same thing.
That'd be like if somebody said, TNA and WWE are the same thing. It's like, I'd say, fuck you. Shut the hell up. Don't ever talk to me again.
And then somebody felt the need to say that this Monday's Raw sucked. I was like, were we watching the same show?
I would have said, well, let's see. WrestleMania really sucked then.
Does this person really have a Walk a Flock of Flame status post right now? That's a fail.
Hell yeah.
I think I'm going to delete her.
You probably should.
Based on her status alone.
You know what you should do first?
Goodbye.
Suggest Havoc adds her as a friend before you delete her.
I already deleted her. She's gone.
Well, he said suggest Havoc adds her as a friend, because he'll probably do it.
See that, man? People on here I've never even talked to before. They just randomly disappear by me because they have shit like that.
What?
Exactly.
All I heard was my name had disappeared.
Nobody heard your damn name.
Nobody even said your name.
And why did people say ish? Can't you just fucking say shit?
Who knows? Okay, Mandy, turn off your toy until after the show's over.
Yeah.
Dude, why is this? What the? No.
Dude, why is this? What the? No. That's a nice answer.
It was almost like a full thing.
It was almost a full thing. I don't think you can make a full sentence out of all those words.
Chris, shut up and go to your corner.
Oh, sure, man. The picture that Paige looks good in, she's with, like, old-ass, ugly-ass lady, probably your mom.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to the corner. Havoc's in the corner because he's asleep in it.
Why is he sleeping in the corner?
Why?
Yeah, that's where he sleeps.
Because
he farted, and that's the only spot his fart didn't get to.
Wow. I meant your genius, not Havoc.
Oh, I thought this was a real thing right here. I was like, when the hell did AJ fight Paige on main event? That'd be a nice match to see, though. They should set that up.
They should.
I would actually watch that match.
See that, man? She wants to watch the Divas match.
Of course.
Well, duh.
Apparently that match did happen somewhere, as Hornswoggle was the referee.
So Hornswoggle was actually the referee for a match.
Hell, man, he was the referee for a good match.
And still, he's Vince McMahon's illegitimate son, which everyone seems to forget.
Yeah, he was that, and then he was shoved out of Mae Young.
I feel sorry for that midget. I don't feel sorry for the midget that works at the Burger King.
Who the hell is this
here
dude? I think this retarded dude right here was at Superstores when it was here last year.
Where are my Jolly Ranchers? Oh, they're over there.
They're gone.
What?
I said they're gone.
Oh, I thought you said gone. My bad. Okay.
So she thinks you say something which you don't say.
Hey, I got the first two letters right.
Oh.
My fade is gone. Oh well. Yeah, I wonder if I can reach them from here without falling.
There you go. Paige is going to be part of the shield. There you go.
Nice. They need a bitch in the shield.
They do have bitches in the shield. They got three of them.
They need a female bitch in the shield.
Ow. Ow. Okay, here we go.
They just get a diva and put her in the fucking shield. That's how.
Well, that'd be an interesting way to bring her in.
Yeah, get her to attack Hornswoggle.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, they're attacking somebody. And, I mean, it's not like she's going to attack, like, Kane or The Undertaker like the shield was going to, but pussy out.
Maybe she will.
A diva attacking Kane and The Undertaker when they can't lay a hand on her. Hmm. Actually, they just need a diva division, basically, back in the WWE.
They need to make another title.
They should bring back the Cruiserweight title.
Why? There's, like, no Cruiserweights.
Because then Hornswoggle can go on a winning streak and lose it to Yoshitatsu.
Why? So Mark Henry can win the title?
Of course. He's the best cruiserweight that there is in WWE today. The biggest, fattest cruiserweight in WWE today. And somehow still underneath the 235-pound weight limit.
Yep.
Just imagine if he was somehow worked out and got to that spot underneath the 235-pound weight limit. It just would not look natural, right?
Wait, what?
And then just imagine if Mark Henry, like, got to, like, a cruiserweight, like, area with his weight, like, dropped down from, like, 400 pounds to 235. That should just not look right, nigga.
Why are you going to say nigga?
That sounded perfect there.
Why are you going to say nigga because you're talking about a black guy?
Nah, nigga, it just sounded right there at that moment. Well, I mean, we don't have it as a fantasy about licking them, so.
Whoa!
You have not tuned in early enough, Mandy. You always said nickel-licker. Actually, if you get in playing the game that me and Ghetto both hate ever again, you'll hear it. Right?
Well, if he buys it again. Then he sold it again?
I think he sold it again, but he said he found it. And they say he lost it.
Same day. What do you mean he lost it?
Somewhere. Call of Duty. Have you ever
called it? He said he was going to sell it, but then he lost it, and then he found it again.
I don't understand how he loses it, though.
It's ghetto.
Ghetto
loses
everything.
That fucking idiot.
It's Havoc, so it doesn't matter how he loses something. His room probably in his house is probably like, my room smells like raw milk. Where the fuck is that shit?
I'm sure. Wait, hold on. You said your room smells like rotten what?
No, I'm saying this is probably Havoc. My room smells like raw milk. Where the fuck is that? I can smell it. Right underneath his bed, he can't reach it.
I don't know, his room can't be that big.
for, like, what he lives in.
I don't know. But, I mean, he is a fat midget.
He is a fat midget.
Well, he that is.
How... Wait, how tall is he?
I don't know. Short?
What is he? Is he like 5-something?
I'm 5'7".
Five,
I think he's about your height.
5'2", 5'3", maybe?
I was going to say,
yeah, I think
he's
5'3".
Wow, that's fucking hilarious.
He's short, fat as hell, until like, you got raw milk stuck underneath his bed. I don't think he could fit to get it.
He's so small he could do backflips under his bed. That's how small he is. What's this giant green arrow that just randomly shows up? I don't like that. Is this in Super Mario Brothers?
Having so small that if he weighed like 100 pounds, you could use him in midget tossing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say, but
nice. I don't even know what to say to that.
It's just porn, apparently. People get midgets and they throw them through a hole. Or try to.
How many people you know going around just throwing midgets?
It's a real sport.
No, it's not.
It's put on TV.
That would be midget cruelty.
Apparently it's a real sport, though. And they sign a waiver before they do it.
I think you're lying.
I've actually heard of this.
I think you're lying.
I will look it up for you and find it.
Great.
And when you see it, because I'm not lying. I'll post something on Facebook about it, and I'll tag Havoc in and say, Havoc, we're putting you in this sport. Here's the midget we're going to throw.
Uh-oh. Chris Penland's watching the Juggalos Against Chris Penland page. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
That's funny as hell. If you make a video saying shit that you don't care about something, you're not going to fucking sit there and watch everything that's being said.
And here's the information. Dwarf tossing is a bar attraction in which dwarfs wear special padded clothing on Velcro costumes or thrown onto mattresses or at Velcro-coated walls. Participants compete to throw the dwarf the farthest. It's a real sport.
Did you say a bar attraction?
Yes.
Come on, man.
In
That's
Canada,
a fucking bars with drunk people.
In Canada, France, and Florida, New York, apparently. And there's a lawsuit filed in a district court here in the U.S. about it.
Yeah.
So, it's illegal in the U.S. But it's
illegal
in Canada.
It's illegal to toss midgets in the U.S.
Because that's sport. In Ontario, Canada, the Dwarf Tossing Ban Act 2003 was introduced. The bill did not proceed beyond its introduction, second or third reading, nor did it receive royal blah, 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 blah. The bill has a fine of not more than $5,000, imprisonment of not more than 6 months or both. So, go to Ontario, Canada, let's toss Havoc.
Hey man, I got this new dance for y'all, man. Call that bitch, man. Crank however you want to, man. Just throw that nigga on the
floor, man. Crank that mini me.
Now we just told a midget, I'll toss that flow and crank the man. Now what, man? Crank that man. Crank that man.
Well, maybe that's why these people made this song, man. Called Crank That Mini-Me, man. Maybe they're talking about whipping midgets across the floor. So maybe that's what they got it from.
Maybe. It's a real sport.
Wow. Yeah, well, here's the song for it.
You gotta upload that stuff for it.
Straight stole the beat from Gay Ass Soulja Boy and made a better song than he did with it.
You gotta upload that to the soundboard and make that the intro for tomorrow when Havoc returns.
Yeah, I gotta get this again because I had it once.
It'll be perfect as hell.
You know what? Crank that mini me. Go back, motherfucker. There we go. Here's people dancing. This is probably what the fuck the dance is. Let's see what it is. Jeez, where the hell do these niggas live at, man? It's all rich and shit looking. Ain't no. Fuck is that? Ain't no.
Oh, nice. There's only two states that dwarf tossing is illegal in.
Why is it that black people love to do stupid dances?
I have no idea.
You ever wonder that?
Good point. I actually wonder that now because it's like all black rappers, when they come out with like a hit song, they have to make some stupid-ass dance for it.
Like, no matter what black person it is, man, they love to do some stupid dance.
Exactly. I mean, there's only, like, some black people or rap artists who don't do dances and shit. Like Tech N9ne.
And they call white people fucking, you know, stupid.
And yet they make those dumbass dances.
Yeah. But if you do some, like, crazy shit or something, you get, like, look at that crazy white boy or something.
Exactly.
These motherfuckers just dance like a bunch of retards. But then they get afraid of, like mosh pits.
Which is something that we do more of.
But then you'll get the occasional, you know, black guy, black girl, something, you know, that likes heavy metal music or something like that.
Exactly. That's so rare.
Like, the singer of, you know, Killswitch Engage, he's black, you know, he called us the nicest bunch of white people he's ever met, you know, so.
Nice. So, I'm going to tell Avic that we're going to take him to New York, and we're going to have somebody dwarf toss him so they can get arrested.
Why is it illegal in New York? Didn't you say that's where they did it at?
I misread it. It's illegal in New York and Florida. So the only two states it's illegal in.
New York and what?
Florida.
Florida. All right, we'll tell Big Homie to do it.
Exactly. No, let's get Poop and Ninja to call back in and tell him to do it.
Yeah, good luck with that. Oh, what is this?
Exactly.
Here goes some white people doing that dance. Oh, man, let's watch this. Did they live in like the same neighborhood?
They must.
Dude, they're doing that other fucking dance. They're doing the Soulja Boy nonsense. Actually, they're doing like some retarded chicken thing.
The fried chicken song. Somebody should make a dance to that song.
There's a song called The Retarded Chicken?
It's a fried chicken song.
Oh. Well, you're going to have to hit that dude up, man. He's on YouTube.
have no idea who the fuck he is.
I don't know who he is either. Where'd that random dude in the background in the middle of the street come from? He just, like, fell over. I wish this shit would stop freezing. Now, see, these videos would be a lot better if, like, they had, like, a midget and they just threw them.
Exactly, it was worth tossing.
So apparently, you know, they pick up a midget and they throw him up in the air and then they shoot him with a water gun. Can we do that with Havoc?
We should try it.
Can we just throw them up in the air and just shoot them with water guns?
I think we'd have to use fucking, what the hell do you call those things? The catapult to throw them in the air.
Pull!
Pull! Pull!
Yo, baby! What the hell? Were they American? I don't think so. The fuck is that? What is that?
I have no idea what you're going off about now.
It's a really ugly fucking girl, man, is what it is.
What?
Apparently it's one of that Chris Penland's victims or something of this chick flashing titties and shit, man. She ugly as a motherfucker.
Disturbing.
It is disturbing.
It really is.
You need to look up the definition of pedophile. Oh, man, that's scary. But apparently, I don't know, this chick wouldn't get with that dude, so he posted a picture of her, you know, flashing her titties on her wall.
Apparently, and I found that same post.
Oh, you see it too?
Yeah.
Do you see that thing? What is that?
That bitch is nasty.
It's like a
dude. It looks like it's a shemale. I like the part where they put in yellow. Oh, damn right. I added Ashley underage minor for picture of tits, and I'll do it again.
Yeah, see that? Like, there you go, right there, boom.
He's a dumbass.
Why the fuck would you ask a girl that looks like that? You know what I mean?
Like, this shit is entertaining, though.
It's entertaining, but seriously, why the fuck are you asking a girl that looks like that?
I don't know. I think he just wants to see tits, no matter what the hell the chick looks like.
Okay, so basically,
he can't get any.
I think this would probably be the perfect moment to troll him with this. Like, have somebody think, you know, the girl on Facebook or whatever, like, you know, black girl or whatever, and post a picture like Biggie Langston, just not showing the head, showing the tits.
Man, are you talking about those pictures that people post all the time, man, where the dude's like, yeah, and then all of a sudden, like, oh.
Yeah, that guy picked. Because I'm sure he'd love that.
That was like your boy, what was that dude's name? Mike. He's posting a lot of Chris Penland pictures. You remember that dude?
From what label was that?
Oh, you mean that guy that I ate?
What the hell label was that? What was the name of the label?
I didn't even look it up. I don't even remember. I don't pay attention to them because they're dead if they said that.
But you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, the Sinister Music bullshit.
There we go. That's what it was.
Yeah, the one thing that I had to laugh at is that the label was basically dead.
Wasn't he doing something similar to this, too?
Pretty much.
And here he is making fun of this dude. I was thinking that when I was looking at all these pictures this dude was posting. Huh. I was right. All right. That's funny. I like when people come on this page and argue with them. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you making fun of this guy?
Yeah. Like, isn't they have to laugh at? I saw a post on their page. What's up, blah, blah, blah. It's like, half retired, been focusing on my new job, blah, blah. Just like stupid shit like that. So basically, they've retired.
This is one of the more entertaining things I got on my Facebook. Even though the page was filled with people that can't spell for shit.
You agree.
What?
Sorry. No, I sent Chris a message.
You sent Chris a message?
On Facebook, and I just responded to it. It's kind of making fun of the stupid Sinister Music thing, how they said that they're retired.
Gives a shit about them. They were never good.
I mean, even if you guys don't like every artist I have on my label, I mean, I do have some good artists, though.
Man, you don't even have a label, dude.
I mean, you got Acetone and LV, who are definitely dope as fuck.
Man, you got Acetone. He's a decent one that you got.
You don't like LV, but I mean, she definitely is a sick artist. Now, a lot of people like her shit, apparently.
Whatever you say, Chris.
And they got me, of course.
Yeah, the guy that can't even record anything.
Hey, I can record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to figure out what the fuck I had to do. It was probably right down, but it's
fixed
it, right down.
Stopped making shit for a while, comes back, has to fix it again.
Then tries to record and the timing's totally off and it's fucking me over when I'm trying to record a fucking track. So somebody has to give Havoc the message that we're going to pay somebody out of work to toss him. For tossing.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to do it.
Yeah, they will definitely do it. They'll get the catapult to be able to toss him. They won't throw shit at him. They'll just let him fall.
Well, this shit's over. Goodbye.
Yep. Later.